Good evening and welcome to CUNY Radio Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian. George and Cloud, and I come up here on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 and I bring you Ikdomi story, education, and always the Lakota language. And when we come up here, we always have two words, and that's commitment and perseverance in the Lakota language. And when we come up here, we always talk about what can we do to really make this Lakota language strong. So before I go on, I'm really glad this evening before I left the school, someone said, you have a telephone call, and it was Toshka here. And I'm really glad that he called. So I went over there, and he was already on the road, so I picked him up. We're up here now, so I'll let him introduce himself, and then we'll go from there.
Good evening. Left out the back here. Tim Little, you must have been a black sister, let us know. Warm up, Rasta. Aka, oh, here, the computer. Another day, a couple.
Okay, and then this evening, we'd like to say good evening, and many of you are going back from work. Winter time, the sun goes down. Seems like it's dark at 4:30. So be careful out there. There's I was down Whitehorse Creek this evening, and three deers jumped in front of me. So be careful, there's deer out there. Sometimes there's horses out there. And drive slow, you'll get there. And another thing I wanted to say this evening is Tom, he always listens to Kili Storytelling Hour from Pine Ridge. So Tom, if you're listening, we are still here. Still tell stories. And then Charlie up in Martin, he always listens to Kitty Radio. And then this is 90.1 Porcupine Butte, and then it's on the internet too, kittyradio.org. So welcome to our storytelling hour. On the way up here, I was we usually talk when Tim and I, Tim and I come up here. We talk about things in the past or what happened today, or maybe something that we will touch on when we come up here. Sometimes we pick something that's going to come from us, and maybe someone out there, some of you listeners, maybe you have a better definition of this two words. And it's called Lakota Perspective. And Tim has a big old dictionary up here, and there's nothing in there. I talked about this before, but I didn't, I still have, sometimes it's in my mind. In fact, the other night, I wrote it down, I asked myself, sit there and say, like when you teach at the college, the OLC, they always have that akhoda perspective. The thing that happens is before you start your lecture or your lesson, you might have someone say a prayer in Lakota. So you have that Lakota language. Or you can say something in Lakota, like that. And that brings in the Lakota, what is it, environment?
Environment.
So we'll touch on that, see what you have. And it doesn't have to be like, there's all kinds of probably thoughts on this. So we will do maybe two or three of our thoughts of how what we think this is. And I'll write them down, and I'm going to keep doing this. See how many I can write down. And then later on, maybe we can talk about the language and working together in those things. So, nakun takun dila ha kabela nakun okay asto kash. Okay, so le wo e kilet hosh le lakhota elke kokach mila. Perspective of Kilesh, of course, Ganesh Tiwahe was it, Tiwahe was he Lakhota Unkta, Lakhotia Unkta. He's not going to talk with Chumi Niva Lakhotia Chumt, Chin Lakhota. So the dual literature does not lack up our head. We choy chara hinas lamay. Ehani dokesh ke we chong the chalasha. Nkule we chong ke lele oe ha ha unko. Chena kota ke ha ichat ha yuk ke unko. Oe ha ha. Nkule to as lea shner chi ichat ha vay la hek. Na pedlis. Hedras unko. Hed na koa. Hoch ist noch gut, ich habe die Trugasla, die ich habe, die ich in Wotak habe. Ich habe die Chip, die Ptapta, die ich habe. Im Kumpf. Tiwa. Die Tschichi, die ich habe, die ich habe. Kommer na kost de okichaya pencha. Ka chong tu ni to ni to ni chish lo chin he wa lo chin pi afa wa ni cha pencha. Se ta tua ta kun venas okish na ta ok. Kost les wa de to ta kana se han chin chai ha ta na sta kun o khala na. Es na kun re thalo ku ha sta khalo i wa de ni. Lo chin wa kha thalo i wa de ni ka chalo chin.
Dus kreeg ik nog op de markt een ayupta. Kind of like having all the elements. We had all the elements there. Grandma Ataya, Nakoli Umpi, Naku Wotsik, and the Umpi Kitanaku Ata, Takuka, Nakoli, the Avenue, Itubi. Tahe, Kuyik, Tatwa. Jeho něco snahe i za nachůne i svoje cuběna něco kala já ta nazi cubíte jeho samusný on tak na vy co je jana je tak ta vůdce kia je tak kěhne jeho on tak na jana je cubí. Like I said before, when Brian invites me and stuff like that, he gives me a good question or whatever, and you open your mind, and you know you can think about it if you think back. You know, that's what I do. That could even look at us now. Those could only be shown to you when people had eye of tackles now. Tackles may what show me. That was a good one.
We, we went to a meeting 2 weeks ago, so it was 3 weeks ago, and that question came up. We were talking about the Lakota language, and that word came up again. It comes up a lot lately. And how do we know if this student is Lakota perspective, or someone said that even if all these students are even in a gathering, they don't have that Lakota life or that way of life. The families that they come from are Lakota, but maybe through the I heard 7 generations too. Okay. But so looking, you look back, and maybe like 3 or 4 generations ago, maybe you don't live that way of life, even though you're Lakota. So today to make this Lakota language strong. That was one of the questions, and that word integration. That was the integration. That was the kun washit yechuna hata elakhotia, ya pekelen nukt. Whether it's science or math, etc. So to bring in our way of life, it was that we talked about it. And then someone said, maybe in this group that I'm working with, there's somebody in there that comes from a Lakota family. And that person will come in here, and by being there, it'll strengthen what we're doing. So then the another question came up was, how do we know this person is Lakota perspective? But it's just maybe it's just where he comes from, and you ask him questions and he'll tell you, or what he says to match it yourself. Still, you don't come from. We all come from different families to this circle. So maybe I don't grow up in the Wachipi, or like when my stepfather was a traditional dancer, but I never dance. Okay. He's into the 제가 라코타 하니 라코타를 했어. 도와 쿠제한테 왜 이렇게 해 차이 자선을. 뭐 돈이 땅에 뭐게 하니 친나고 해나 이 스폰키 없이네. 어 하니 또 이하 해쳤어. 엄차 해쳤어. 우연한 것 같게 친서. 그래서 they probably think that we will go on living like he does, or whatever your dad or mom or uncle, whoever raised you. So they don't teach, maybe they don't sit down every night and teach you, okay, this is how we pray, or this is how we help people, this is how we dance. But in the Lakota way, we learn by watching too. Our teachings are like that.
Yeah.
So when you have a son or a daughter, they watch you, what you do, and they learn from you. It's a little.
Yeah. There's kind of there's slangs nowadays that they use. So, taku kap kira na iwan kusna unkiu kana sna. I have taku sna tak wa eyo muchi pichi hoka. Maybe some of you out there are college students taking courses or whatever. What I was telling Brian is we always have to be very careful of the information that we put out, you know, or put on the air. So I'm kind of, I'm still a little, I would say I'm still a little baffled. I'm thinking about the first one, the perspectiveness, and then I'm trying to get into this other one here, and I still can't get it right for you, Zach. So I'll have to pass on that for a while. I don't want to give no.
But that is, yeah, it's okay. Well, it's today we like here the question was we need to bring in students who have that Lakota perspective. And then maybe these other students will learn from this student what he does, or maybe through him speaking Lakota. And then that'll maybe make them strong in that circle. So maybe we're today when we talk about the language, we're at a point where we're trying to find, you know, like everything to strengthen this language, because no matter where you go, like I was telling my wife the other night, like when I was writing these down the other night, nobody was in there. I was sitting there, and I said, you know, when I first came here, it seemed like that was back in 5 years, maybe. This is my fifth. So we said, let's do this for 5 years and see what happens. But we didn't do the plan. Like maybe the second year, maybe we lost two teachers. Like remember you mentioned their names last one. They were really good teachers. They Those two live the Lakota way of life. That's what you call Lakota perspective.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're listening tonight. They're from Oglala. And one of them, when I was in high school, she was a dorm honey. They used to call
matron.
Her matron. Yeah. Elizabeth. I mentioned her name. So those two are what? So we brought them in. They were retired, but we wanted to learn from them. Even, like I'm teaching Lakota at the same time. When I'm not there, that meant so many minutes, they go in there and then they do that. So, and then we wanted to, okay, let's work on these this kindergarten and let's start, do the first grade. And as we continue for 5 years, you're going to this kindergarten, people will be K-1 to fourth graders, like that. And see if these people, like these, especially the third and fourth graders, see how much they learn. And to this day, sometimes they surprise me. They know a lot, but they just don't communicate enough. Last 2 weeks ago, one of my nephews was there. And in fact, it was Tom's son, Mackenzie. He was in there. And so I said, "Oigla kapo." And then they all did that. And then I just touched on some things on the wall. And then right away, they all sit together. Apetu tokahe, apetu numpa, apetu yam. They all go out, go to apetu maka. And then all I did was just a motion with my hand, and then they started singing the Lakota, that one that has the Lakota in shapes and colors, heads. So they know those, but then they cannot sit and talk like you and I, Lakota. Ohe. So maybe that's, we're at this point where we're looking at everything. We're looking at people that, students that that come from a family that still practice the Lakota way of life. And what is Lakota way of life? Who's Lakota perspective? How do you know this person has had Lakota perspective? Child, as long as you speak Lakota, to me that's Lakota perspective. And you, because you're going to, that's one of them.
I think a lot of that always has to deal with the parents or guardian. And it deals with the student and the parent. Literally, they have to be of interest. Interested. Could you, she's more, in order for that person or whoever to get interested, it takes more than one. And the parent will have to, for instance, you can ask questions of what they've done at school, what they learned, what word, whatever, and be interested in it with your student, because it gives them that, that drive, you know. They feel good about themselves because, you know, they want to share what they learned and what they do know, but, you know, there's no questions asked as a parent or a guardian. Don't kill any trust now. Why am I, you know? It's continuance. It should be in continuance night and day, like we said. If you know a few inner words, or if your child brought back die mit so hoch erglieb ihr hat da Osten erb ihr hat da na ich trom ich hab gehabt das na hey in open so da da not a valuable that connection that, that interest so it's all we when Brian said that his students are they know what to do and what to say well, and this and that I believe in it because they do have this like I said before they do have the knowledge they have all the they have you know the values of Brian's teachings and whatever but the thing is for us to you know kind of like get involved with them Takusna the one is with Utapina and they get more interest and more involvement and I think that stands as a whole you know and includes high school college students even those of you who are not in school that would like to learn how to speak Lakota you know it's now's the time I know if I didn't know how to speak Lakota I would definitely be sitting there with pencil and paper and I'd give it a good go
and then you know that we went through one of the things that that we try to really strengthen this Lakota language was you were one of the testers and that's just a recent tool that that was developed by the Ochete Shakoi and now it's I don't know how long it's been going on but you had a chance to sit with all the second graders and all the I think it's fifth graders and then all the eighth graders and it's really hard for them because the they know some of the language or they know the things that we teach them but when you ask them in let's say the language the Lakota language you can say something when we talk there's like that last conjugation mie nie li adjective naish nako tuktet yahi he abhe nako tukshat ya uho e alk tamji na kamaji tuktet yahi he alk naish la kamaji ngana chatu to dodna kya vunye rika avata lena okakhne kaktish because then you ask them three different They all mean the same thing, but you ask them use different Lakota words. So, what the guy in passing?
It's never church. I still remember all the words I tested. And I know when it's been a year since.
We're going to do it again. We haven't got the test yet, but as soon as we get it, we're going to try them out again. We'll just keep doing it. We will never give up.
never.
So that's, you know, we talked about this, these two words, Lakota perspective. And I know some of you out there listening, you know what that means, or you have used it, and you've heard about it. And write it down and let us know. You can call up here and tell us your thoughts on that, your definition, well, how you feel, what that perspective is.
And now we could read it next time.
Yeah, we'll read it next time. Or you can just call me at Wendy Street School and ask, leave a message. Call you back and we'll read it next time and you're gonna and it is, I think this is working together sometimes like the other one was Lakota perspective, and then they had this revitalization, and then there there's we start something like that, and then sometimes we don't do it. Like, okay, we keep saying, okay, let's meet here and talk about working together. And then we'll do it for three or four times, or maybe do it two times, and then we don't do it no more. And then we'll do it again. So if you keep doing it over and over again, or just keep doing it, and you can strengthen each other. And because we all, there's a lot of good Lakota speakers out there. Now, there's a lot of Lakota speakers.
Yeah.
I was talking to my nephew, he was a Hakini. And then there was another person that I know really good. He works up in Standing Rock. He's a Lakota teacher. So you talk to people like that, and then they'll say, yeah, there's Lakota speakers here. Or the one in Standing Rock said, "At the hotel, let you do any Lakota Yeshnelo." Maybe there are speakers, but maybe right in that Oyatke or that district, maybe not many speak Lakota. But you know, it's like that. There's a lot of Lakota speakers here, like in Oyuchpe. There's a lot of speakers, a lot of Lakota speakers. A lot of Lakota perspective there. So if we all share something, like especially those people that are like, what do you even call it, active or involved like you, it makes us stronger.
Yeah.
It makes us stronger. And we learn from each other. When questions like this come up, we talk about it, look at it, and we learn from it. So we only have 5 minutes, so I have a story here. This is the storytelling. It's a Kili Radio Storytelling Award. I want to thank this family. They're over in Connecticut, somewhere in the eastern part of the United States. It's a Kolak family. Mm. And they record these shows. And it's on Google. Mm. So if you want to look at these shows or listen to some of these stories, just go to Google and it's under Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. You can type my name on Google and it comes up. Mm-hmm. All these shows, Saturday morning shows and storytelling. But sometimes when we don't come up here, then... I don't know how. I emailed him one time and I told him that we were still on there, on here, but that he didn't write it back. But we are still here and we're still doing the Saturday morning shows and we're still going to be doing the Wednesday evening shows. Mm. So that's it. I have a little story here. It's a short story and it's going to be in Lakota. Chale uhunkan kan story hecha. Iktomi ya. Lele iktomi uchoya ke hecha. So iktomi na sink pela ya. Lea tohan ublaka hektaka toki wani te wanji kini cha heha le ublaka. Wana le tohan wa tohan rapid le miniluza hekta journey museum apo hekta. Hekta hekta. Hekta mawa I wakanja ai chonki na hekta mawa yon kale uchoya ke ka. Yankee, chat. Wexi na ha owa. Sink na le iktomi na sink pela. Na le vichoya ke kena na eta wong speed chup chat. Oblake miglushtan khota kunda eta kichuta. Na le vichoya. Yani ampetu wa el ikto mini agala gala wahapi a glena. A sneaky ayaka kapi. Tibia yesh ni ayuta nyakahe. Chehan venahe lakatwa. How kola yacha. Kahal hingala kapi. Okshanksha etua yash twinishni. Ake how kola yacha. Kutakia etua yinka. Sink pela echa mini etaha. ahiyak asih paya. Dila wahapi ayuta na kehaak khala ercha ers ikto I echan makatak ya eto na nach onsniku ya kahe. Tak či išna le wahapi he ayto ha ikto niče hilan čeče. Či le išna la ayuta ya tskan čenča. Išna la tebe ya čin čan nach onsniku za. Nonča ikto I kto mi to kreske čomke wahapi ki išnana jat kinkte ki yukča ingle. Kola je kola maja heči ki ian ga ki či inkte loje. Na tuwa ohie ki ha wahapi ki ka wahapi ki tawa kte loje. Išta I nila kreske na čak na hela te. Acha dihun kesne cha ich et kha kanje chui mit khawa el I yamiglash kun kteloy ata wana ikto chui akan ich et kha kan he ya chipe na he ho wana kteloy ikto in chi o hin ta kechin cha tas ito khash wana ta Beleki ohovni ki geleki api. Ik tot hukahe ata makhovka jaja. Jehan takova si ikhuše naha jublaskap se gali chpajet. Ča ik et hankama he ik to akan chpajet. Ča ik to ki ktao ki hišne. Singpet hukahe a glihuni na mahapi Ja vás ešte ja tkina čum, ja sa kignum kigle. Ača, hej, aj kto mi, I kto le toki tchačin šiče. Ša, ša in dina kešne le čan kijan, aj na hod, či le ohink na kečin. Či sem fedak le duzaš. Ja, ečetraš ne. Ča je tam tak pun slodap, no je. Moži je tam I... Moži je tam tak pun vrink taki, he I... Tchavače ši čapšnil. Dabi. Ja ne čina kota, keha... Le... O unna iš tuktel tipi. Tvoja tíli je ihan tohva čajna. Vnáš volenka, ma tvoja vlaka tena žiču na hiet, je to haka javi. A to nie chovek se kče volna. Na, ta še I to chavtiš. Na leha ne vnáš hečaš nisel. Tchok čala, dovešť. A on na kule, čvoja, kak le ne hani chtajato čenče vaja kapška. Na čeva na levi kpazo ča to kapšne. I kto mi čvoja, kak le. אין נקום בו פחקטו הקרקע את שם. תוך תראה את הכל, את הסעדה יכול. זה יכתום מסתור, יכתום מי ותשמע את זה, ולא היה כי תשמע את זה לא יכול.
עונה זה סתור שזה נחמר. נראה נגד שני ביצלים כעתה.
אוהה, עכשיו עונה למוזר שכושנו שקפה את שם. Ja ja im kigna toksa ke ino pakke. Tako vi čoja kon žavo na onga naš tuva la kota prska perspektiv ap gile. Onga naš iš ja koja ke akam hato na ke hi vunda la kota.
Onga naš Saturday šoja la utra jake.
Ano toksa čam.
Eme anago ptašta vake.
Aha. Thank you for listening and thank you to Kili Radio for letting us come on up here and share a story and share our thoughts on the Lakota language.